Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Imam Rabbi Avram Goldar and today Masechus Chulin Daf Test, the first parak of Kol Shechatin. The Zichu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Shmuel says the butcher must inspect the simanim after Shechita to ensure they were properly cut. If he didn't, Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Yannai says it's considered a treifa and forbidden to eat, but a braisa teaches that it's a nevela and it's metame through being carried. This malchokah stands from a funas principle. Behema b'chaye b'cheskas isur omedas. An animal during its lifetime is established as prohibited. Rashi explains that it was forbidden in consumption as eiver minachai. Ad shivedolucha b'ma nishchata. Until it becomes known to you how it was shechted, meaning that it was properly shechted. Thus, the braisa holds that if the simanim were not inspected, b'cheskas isur kaima, it remains in its established prohibited state, meaning the principle of chazaka dictates to assume the animal remains prohibited and was not shechted properly. V'hashtamesi, and now it's dead. A dead animal which was not shechted is a nevela and is metame. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yannai holds, b'cheskas isur amrinu, although we say the animal is established in a prohibited state, b'cheskas tumah lo amrinu, we do not say it's established in a state of tumah, since it's not tameh during its lifetime. Therefore, its status is similar to a treifa. Point number two, Rav Huna said an animal is b'cheskas isur until it's known that it was properly shechted. He added, nishchata, but once it was shechted, b'cheskas heter omedes, it's established in a permitted state, until it becomes known to you how it became a treifa. He didn't simply say that it becomes permitted when it's shechted, in order to teach that even if a cause for suspicion arose that it may have been a treifa before shechita, it's still assumed to be permitted. This applies to the question Rabbi Abba asked Rav Huna. If a wolf came and took the intestines, what is the halacha? This question is revised to be Natan ve'achziron k'shen nukuvin. If it took the intestines and returned them punctured, are we concerned shemba b'makom nek of nakov? Perhaps the wolf's teeth punctured a spot of the intestine which had a pre-existing hole, and the animal was a treifa, or do we assume the holes were created by the wolf? Rav Huna answered that we are not concerned that there were pre-existing holes and rely on the animal's chazaka that it's not a treifa. And point number three, Rabbi Abba challenged Rav Huna from a braisa, which teaches that if one saw a bird pecking at a fig or a mouse puncturing watermelons, we're concerned that the hole was made where there was already a pre-existing hole made by a poisonous snake and the fruit may not be eaten. Rav Huna replied, Mikam adamis isur l'sakanta, are you comparing prohibitions to danger? Sakana shiny. Danger is different and is treated more stringently than concern for a possible prohibition. Rava questioned this distinction. Maishna safik sakanta l'chumra. What's different about danger that a safik case of danger is decided stringently? But safik isur nami l'chumra, a doubtful case of prohibition, is also decided stringently. A Amoraim seek to disprove Rava from two cases of safik tuma which are ruled tahor in contrast to a safik of maimaguim, exposed waters, which are forbidden. Rava replies that these are unique laws derived from halacha l'moshe Sinai. However, the Gemara eventually proves that chamira sakanta mi'isura, danger is treated more stringently than a question of prohibition. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Shmuel says the butcher must inspect the simanim after shechita to ensure they were properly cut. If he didn't, Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Yannai says it's considered a treifa and forbidden to eat, but a braisa teaches that it's a nevela and it's metame through being carried. This malchokah stands from a funas principle. Behema b'chaye b'cheskas isur omedes. An animal during its lifetime is established as prohibited. Rashi explains that it was forbidden in consumption as eiver minachai. Ad shivedolucha b'ma nishchata. Until it becomes known to you how it was shechted, meaning that it was properly shechted. Thus, the braisa holds that if the simanim were not inspected, b'cheskas isur kaima, it remains in its established prohibited state, meaning the principle of chazaka dictates to assume the animal remains prohibited and was not shechted properly. V'hashtamesi, and now it's dead. A dead animal which was not shechted is a nevela and is metame. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yannai holds, b'cheskas isur amrinu, although we say the animal is established in a prohibited state, b'cheskas tumah lo amrinu, we do not say it's established in a state of tumah, since it's not tameh during its lifetime. Therefore, its status is similar to a treifa. Point number two, Rav Huna said an animal is b'cheskas isur until it's known that it was properly shechted. He added, nishchata, but once it was shechted, b'cheskas heter omedes, it's established in a permitted state, until it becomes known to you how it became a treifa. He didn't simply say that it becomes permitted when it's shechted, in order to teach that even if a cause for suspicion arose that it may have been a treifa before shechita, it's still assumed to be permitted. This applies to the question Rabbi Abba asked Rav Huna. Ba'ze'e v'nato b'nei me'ayim. If a wolf came and took the intestines, what is the halacha? This question is revised to be Natan ve'achaziron k'shen nukuvin. If it took the intestines and returned them punctured, are we concerned shemba b'makam nek of nakav? Perhaps the wolf's teeth punctured a spot of the intestine which had a pre-existing hole, and the animal was a trefa, or do we assume the holes were created by the wolf? Rav Huna answered that we are not concerned that there were pre-existing holes and rely on the animal's chazaka that it's not a trefa. And point number three, Rabbi Abba challenged Rav Huna from a brace, which teaches that if one saw a bird pecking at a fig or a mouse puncturing watermelons, we're concerned that the hole was made where there was already a pre-existing hole made by a poisonous snake and the fruit may not be eaten. Rav Huna replied, Mikam adamis isur l'sakanta, are you comparing prohibitions to danger? Sakana shiny. Danger is different and is treated more stringently than concern for a possible prohibition. Rava questioned this distinction. Maishna safek sakanta l'chumra. What's different about danger that a safek case of danger is decided stringently? But safek isur nami l'chumra, a doubtful case of prohibition, is also decided stringently. A Maraim seek to disprove Rava from two cases of Safek Tuma which are ruled Tahor in contrast to a Safek of Maimaguim, exposed waters, which are forbidden. Rava replies that these are unique laws derived from Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. However, the Gemara eventually proves that Chamira Sakanta Mi-Isura, danger is treated more stringently than a question of prohibition. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Tes, and our standard Siman is a teapot because teapot has a T-San, and also because a Tes sort of looks like a teapot. So here goes. At the tea house where a butcher sitting down with his friends drinking tea confessed he didn't check the simanim after shechita, and his friends debated if the animal was a trefa or a nevela. A wolf that took the intestines suddenly entered and returned them punctured. As a waiter jumped to stop a patron from taking a fig that a bird was pecking for fear there was already a hole made by a poisonous snake. Once again, slow motion. At the tea house, that must be on Duff Test, teapot. At the tea house where a butcher sitting down with his friends drinking tea confessed he didn't check the simanim after shechita, and his friends debated if the animal was a trefa or a nevela, which reminds us, Shmuel says the butcher must inspect the simanim after shechita to ensure they were properly cut. If he didn't, Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yannai says it's considered a trefa and forbidden to eat, but a braisa teaches that it's a nevela and is metame through being carried. This malchukah stems from Avhuna's principle, Behema b'chayah b'cheskes iser omedes. An animal during its lifetime is established as prohibited. Rashi explains that it was forbidden in consumption as every minachai until it becomes known to you how it was shechted, meaning that it was properly shechted. Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Yannai holds b'cheskes iser amrina. Although we say the animal is established in a prohibited state, b'cheskes tuma lo amrina, we do not say it's established in the state of tuma since it was not tame during its lifetime. Therefore, its status is similar to a trefa. So at the tea house where a butcher sitting down with his friends drinking tea confessed he didn't check the simanim after shechita, and his friends debated if the animal was a trefa or a nevela, a wolf that took the intestines suddenly entered and returned them punctured, which reminds us, Rav Huna said an animal is becheskes iser until it's known that it was properly shechted. He added nishchata, but once it was shechted, becheskes heter omedes. It's established in a permitted state until it becomes known to you how it became a trefa. This is applied to the case of the wolf that returned with intestines that are punctured, and we're concerned that perhaps the wolf's teeth punctured a spot in the intestine which had a pre-existing hole, and the animal was a trefa. Or do we assume the holes were created by a wolf? Rav Huna answered that we're not concerned there are pre-existing holes and rely on the animal's chazaka that it was not a trefa. So at the tea house where a butcher sitting down with his friends drinking tea confessed he didn't check the simanim after shechita, and his friends debated if the animal was a trefa or a nevela, a wolf that took the intestines suddenly entered and returned them punctured. As a waiter jumped to stop a patron from taking a fig that a bird was taking for fear there was already a hole made by a poisonous snake, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba challenged Rav Huna from a brice, which teaches that if one saw a bird pecking at a fig or a mouse puncturing watermelons, we are concerned that the hole was made there was already a pre-existing hole made by a poisonous snake, and the fruit may not be eaten. Rav Huna replied, Mikam adamis isur l'sakanta, are you comparing prohibitions to danger? Sakana shani, danger is different and is treated more stringently than concern for possible prohibition. So once again, at the tea house where a butcher sitting down with his friends drinking tea confessed he didn't check the simanim after shechita, and his friends debated if the animal was a trefa or a nevela, a wolf that took the intestines suddenly entered and returned them punctured. As a waiter jumped to stop a patron from taking a fig that a bird was pecking for fear there was already a hole made by a poisonous snake. All right, so now it's time for a four blah back Hazara. Daf Hey, so the simon Daf Hey is hay or a haystack. So here goes. The Mumra Lechol Chalev, who was viewed like an animal eating hay, that must be more on Daf Hey. The Mumulacho Chelev, who was viewed like an animal eating hay, was still allowed to bring a carbon, unlike his friend the Mumula Nasek Yain, who was not, which reminds us the Gemara discusses which types of Mumur cannot bring a carbon. So the Mumulacho Chelev, who was viewed like an animal eating hay, was still allowed to bring a carbon, unlike his friend the Mumula Nasek Yain, who was not, especially if he brought it for eating dum, which reminds us the Gemara brings Machlokes about a Mumulacho Chelev bringing a chatas for eating dum. The Tanakhama holds his carbon is not accepted since he's a mumer, but Rabbi Shimon holds it is, since he would have refrained from consuming the blood had he known it was forbidden. The Gemara explains why separate psukim are necessary to disqualify a mumer for bringing an ola and a chatas. So the mumer lechochelov, who was viewed like an animal eating hay, was still allowed to bring a carbon, unlike his friend the mumer lenasech yain, who was not, especially if he brought it for eating dumb. Watch as a kusi got chased out of the barn because Rav Gamliel on his basin made a gezerah forbidding the shechita of a kusi, even with the Yisrael watching. Which reminds us, Bar Kabar was quoted as saying, Rav Gamliel based in Nimnu al shechitas kusi v'asrua. Rav Gamliel and his basin voted about the shechita of a kusi and prohibited it. And this is even with the Jew watching. Dav Vav. So the siman Dav Vav is a sword because a Vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. While Rabbi outside used his sword, that must mean we're on Dav Vav. While Rabbi outside used his sword to smash a dove-shaped idol and bottles of kusi wine while declaring kusim ovdu kochavim gemurim, which reminds us, Rabbi Meir prohibited wine of kusim when he heard they were worshipping an idol in the shape of a dove on Har Grizim, and later Amorim decreed that they are ovdu kochavim gemurim, which signifies that they cannot be mavat rishus, they can't relinquish their property rights like a Jew regarding the laws of Erev, rather, their property must be rented like an idolater's. So while Rabbi outside used his sword to smash a dove-shaped idol and bottles of kusi wine while declaring kusim ovde kochabim gemurim, his colleague sat inside an inn eating a bowl of tarubish shal damai, which reminds us, Rabbi Zer Rabasi visited an inn, and the innkeepers, who were amei arts, brought them roasted eggs mixed with wine. Rabbi Zer didn't eat it, but Rabasi ate it without taking off meiser from the wine. Rabbi Zer asked him if he wasn't concerned about tarubish damai, a mixture containing damai, and Rabasi said he didn't realize. Rabbi Zera didn't accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would allow someone righteous like Rav Asi to inadvertently consume forbidden food, and subsequently found a Mishnah which permits a dish with wine and other ingredients mixed in. So while Rabbi outside used his sword to smash a dove-shaped idol and bottles of kusi wine while declaring kusim ovde kochavim gemurim, his colleague sat inside an inn eating a bowl of tarobu shal damai next to a yeshiva bachur using a small sword to discreetly take meiser from the dish he was served, since he was concerned the innkeeper switched his food for hers. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings exceptions where we are concerned lachalufe, for exchange. For example, a yeshiva student who gives food to his innkeeper to prepare must separate meiser again from the finished product, because she rationalizes and says, let the yeshiva student eat the warm food and I'll eat the cold food. Dav Zayin. So the sermon Dav Zayin is a kli zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The armed guards, that must be on Dav Zayin, kli zayin, weapon, gun. The armed guards who escorted the donkey belonging to a tzaddik through a split river and were shocked that the donkey refused to eat tevel, which reminds us, the Gemara related three incidents in which Rabbi Zera did not accept that a tzaddik could have eaten forbidden foods. Ashta behemton shel tzaddikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takal yadan. If even regarding the animals of tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not bring a pitfall through them, tzaddikim atzman ul kol shekein, is it not certain that the same would hold true for righteous people themselves? The background is the story of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair and the split river, followed by his donkey refusing to eat tevel. So the armed guards who escorted the donkey belonging to a tzaddik through a split river and were shocked that the donkey refused to eat tevel had a good laugh when some menacing armed guards couldn't even hurt the big toe of the boy revived from the dead by touching the grave of a Navi, which reminds the Gemara teaches Rabbi Chami Bar Chanina's principle, Gedoin tzaddikim b'misasan yosim b'chayen, that tzaddikim are even greater in their death than they are in life, which is derived from the story of the false Navi who was revived from the dead when his body touched the bones of Elisha. During Elisha's lifetime, an entire process was required to bring a child back to life. So the armed guards who escorted the donkey belonging to a tzaddik through a split river and were shocked that the donkey refused to eat tevel had a good laugh when some menacing guards couldn't even hurt the big toe of the boy revived from the dead by touching the grave of a Navi, because it wasn't decreed from above that he should suffer, which reminds us we're one that Yisurim are ordained from heaven and atone like an olav. Rabbi Chanina said, Ein adam nokev etzbo milamata, elim ken machrizin olav milamala. A person does not stub his toe down below on earth unless they first decreed it upon him from above. Dav Ches. So the siman Dav Ches is challah. So here goes. The challah baker, that must be on Dav Ches, challah. The challah baker, he used a hot shechita knife right from the oven to shecht a cow to get meat for his ultimate challah sandwiches, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Liben salkan v'shocheba. If one heated a knife to be white hot and shecht it with it, the shechita is valid because chiduda kodem liyibuna. The knife's sharpness preceded its heat and cut the two simanim, not burn them. The Gemara objects that the sides of the knife burn the esophagus before the shechita is completed, rendering it a treif, and it answers, Beis shechita mirvach ravach. The place of the shechita spreads apart as it's cut and is not burned by the knife. So the challah baker used a hot shechita knife right from his oven to shecht a cow to get meat for his ultimate challah sandwiches, told one assistant not to take the knife used for avodah zarah to cut the meat because it improves it, which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Avuha said, Sakin shel avodas kochavim, a knife used for idolatry, meaning for idolatrous offerings, which is asur bahana, mutar lishchot ba. It's permitted to shecht with, basur lachtok ba, basur, but forbidden to cut meat with. Shechting with it is permitted because it is makalkel, damaging to the animal, which is more valuable alive than dead. Cutting meat with it is forbidden because matakenhu, it improves the meat. So the challah baker used a hot shechita knife right from his oven to shecht a cow to get meat for his ultimate challah sandwiches, told one assistant not to take the knife used for avodah zarah to cut the meat because it improves it, while his other assistant cut away the base of shechita from an animal he shechted using an idolatrous knife which was used to cut non-kosher meat because it absorbed forbidden flavors, which reminds us, if one shechts with an idolater's knife, which was used to cut non-kosher meat, Rav says, kolef, he must cut away the surface area which was cut by the knife, because it absorbed the forbidden flavor. Rav Barachana says, madiach, he can merely wash the area from any forbidden material, but no flavor was absorbed into the meat. The Gemara suggests they argue if beis hashchita tzonein, the place of shechita is cold and doesn't absorb flavor, or if the beis hashchita is roseach, it's hot enough to absorb the forbidden flavor. Two other explanations are given. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we discuss relying on a kusi shechita with the yotze v'nichnas? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that a Yisrael mumer l'teyavon meshecht l'chadchila if the knife is examined? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number 3. For example, a yeshiva student gives his food to an innkeeper to prepare. That's on daf Vav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you know that Rabban Gamliel and his basin prohibited the shechita of a kusi even with supervision? That's on daf Hey. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we machok is in a case where the simanim were not checked after shechita, whether the animal is a trefa or a nevela? That's on daf Test. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we discuss whether the base hashchita absorbs forbidden flavors from a knife? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that a person does not stub his toe down below on earth unless they first accrete it upon him from above? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that tarovis of damai is permitted? That's on daf Vav. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if one shechted with a white-hot knife? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you learn the story about Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair's donkey not eating tevel? That's on daf Zion. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.